Item number six, a resolution authorizing and directing the formation of a work group to develop a pilot program for a super pass to allow Milwaukee County residents to access for a limited time various park, recreation, and culture facilities, as well potentially some non-county activities and events with the purchase of one card.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are seeing a project of mine, if not coming to fruition, at least approaching some form of reality. We have, as you know, we have many cultural institutions and attractions here in Milwaukee County. The Public Museum, the Art Museum, Bernard Botanical Gardens, the Domes, the Zoo, Villa Terrace and Charles Ellis Art Museums, and so on. There's a plethora of things we have to do here, and I think many of those have become taken for granted by, frankly, people that live here, our residents, the good people that live here. Now, they might think, oh, hey, we should go to the museum. Well, you know, we can do that next week. Or if they ever think about going to some of our smaller institutions, that might get put off. So what I'd like to do with this resolution, Mr. Chairman, is to bring our people back into what we have, help them get more value from the county. This resolution would form a work group, a study group, to look at how to put this together. It will be headed by the director of executive director of Visit Milwaukee, who I've had conversations with, and he says, you know, we produce this coupon pad that gets you off admission to various places, and I says, yeah, that's a lot like what I want to do. So this task force we're creating will be a very efficient way to maximize citizen usage of our institutions, and it will present no great burden unto the county. So. And if I may be so bold, Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
And we have a motion to approve. Are there questions by committee members? Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just curious as to why are we creating a work group other than just having staff research the project, you know, how we can do this more internally. Let me know why we're creating a work group for this.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I actually had one day had six meetings in a row with people from the institutions. If we're talking about a pass, you know, you hold this one card, you walk in the door, you say, hey, I got super pass, and they let you in, there is potential then for the institutions that are dependent on admissions revenue. If you can hold up one card and get in automatically, they want to know where's the money going to come from. This task force then would look at the best way for the institutions to work out how this card, if it's a card, if it will be a coupon book, in what form it will take and how they'll best be served. They know their numbers much better than our very able analysts do, I believe. So, the Visit Milwaukee Pass, it's called Explore Milwaukee. It already exists, and it apparently works to bring in out-of-town visitors. For instance, it goes to conference attendees. It goes to tourists. You know, folks that are coming into town are being given a way to go to our institutions, and we earn some revenue from their visits. Now, for some reason, these only go to out-of-town guests. I want to bring people from in-town back in, and this can help do that.
Well, I mean, I will support it today, but I guess my thing is we create a lot of task forces and work groups in Milwaukee County, mm-hmm. and I think that this can be achieved just by having meetings, have our analysts go into, you know, have meetings and schedule meetings that maybe you can be at or something. I just don't understand why we got to create task forces to do this and work groups. But I will support it today, and I think it's a great idea overall.
And the reference was to Visit Milwaukee's Executive Director, mm-hmm. Paul Upchurch, who has agreed to chair this task force?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stamper?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I think it's a great idea, too, Supervisor Haas. So it's in the beginning stages, so we don't have a limit or ask, you know, cost or anything like that yet. We don't know the cost or limit or how much.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The supervisor is asking some very good questions, and I appreciate them. If a card is printed, of course, there's no such thing as free, totally free printing. There'd be some cost to that production. Mr. Upchurch from Visit Milwaukee would definitely be able to share with us what it costs them to print their coupon books, coupon pads, if you will. They do give them out for free, so apparently it's not such a loss leader, if you will. Visit Milwaukee does receive county funding via the budget.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me first compliment Supervisor Haas. I recall very, very early on in his career on the county board, he had been talking about this, so I appreciate your perseverance in going forward with this. The other thing I wanted to mention to everyone is that, and I speak for myself, I think I take for granted, the amenities that we have in this community, and to prove that is that when you travel somewhere, go to their, if they have a conservatory, or go to their zoo, or if they have gardens or whatever, and I started doing it myself, and you realize that Milwaukee County has, you know, we can compete with virtually anybody as far as the attractions here. And I think, you know, yeah, we live here and we kind of get caught up in, you know, yeah, we're used to it or whatever, but you really see the difference when you see what other communities have. And it makes me proud, and I know that you'll feel the same way. So think about that the next time you're traveling, and just to see, just to prove it to yourself that we do have a lot of great stuff.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to comment that, you know, as I've traveled with my family to other areas, say Wisconsin Dells, Disney World, that sort of thing, I know that those are tourist destinations, but I have seen that they have similar options where if you go to one event or one production or one museum, you can get a discount if you keep going, and the discount increases as your visits to local attractions increase. And I can't tell you how long I lived in this area before I actually stopped vacationing everywhere else on my weekends and holidays and started visiting our local attractions and realizing what kind of culture-building amenities we already have. So at least in theory, I'm very supportive of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further comments? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The county executive recently had a press conference at which he announced which county in Milwaukee had the largest impact from tourism in the state. And I on Facebook, I put out this question, general question to people, hey, where do you think has the most tourist impact? The most people come to, the most money comes to. Some people guessed it was the Dells. Some people guessed it was Door County. One or two said Dane County. No, Milwaukee County is, we are number one tourist dollars, tourist impact in the whole state of Wisconsin. Dane County might be number two or three. The Dells are behind that. You know, we have the most people coming here spending the most money, and if we can get more of that into our institutions, it will stay here longer. It will do more good for us as a county, as a community. And that is my interest in this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Supervisor Stamper?
Are those statistics just Milwaukee County attractions, or is it like Potawatomi and stuff like that?
Please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These numbers came from the State Department of Tourism. Tourism, I believe. Yeah. I don't have those specific information. Good question.
Further questions or comments by committee members? Hearing none, the motion is to approve. Please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Thank you. Item number 7, please.